Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Our guest in this program is Greg McVicker, the host and producer of Undercurrents. Undercurrents is public radio's freewheeling, eclectic music mix of AAA, rock, folk, blues, native, Americana, world, reggae, dub, and electronica. It brings you 5 hours of music every day. More information about Undercurrents is available at undercurrentsradio.net. Greg McVicker and I visited in the Undercurrents state-of-the-art studio in the San Francisco Bay Area on April 6, 2013. We were in the sound booth listening to its superb quality, which you are about to hear, and I realized it was Radio Curious on tour.
Welcome to my world.
This is a world the likes of which I've never seen. And seeing how you put on Undercurrents, which I understand is on 110 stations, where?
Yeah, we're up to 120 now. We are all over the country. Our biggest is in Dallas. We're on a 100,000-watt station in Dallas, KXT, and that's by far our largest audience. We're on there every night. But I've got a screen here in the studio. I'm going to just call up some of the stations. Here's a list where college stations like WDCV in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. We're on in Juneau, Alaska, Fairbanks, Ypsilanti, Detroit, Michigan, Berkeley. We're in Zuni country, KSHI in New Mexico. Zuni are all over the place. We have about 8 or 9 stations in Colorado. We have 8 stations in Texas. And we're gradually adding more in California now.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool.
You know, just one at a time. We just started off with 9 and then just gradually built from there.
Undercurrents is music. 5 hours a day.
That's right. 5 hours a day of music. 7 days a week. 35 hours a week.
From your personal collection of music that is probably over 500,000 tunes?
Most kids have more tunes than I do. I started off with a large personal collection and then, of course, input from record companies, and we have a budget for buying music. So, and we go to festivals and things. So we're up to about 22,000 handpicked tracks now are in our library.
So let's talk about this microphone. What can you tell us?
Well, this particular microphone that we're talking into here is Josephson 720. There's only 20 of them in the world. They're handmade in San Jose, California, using aerospace technology. David Josephson is known among microphone makers as a real guru of sound. The Neumann guys come to his booth to hang out at the Audio Engineering Society, and he's working to advance the art of microphones, which haven't really changed much over the last 50 or 100 years.
So let's talk about how this microphone is more advanced than all but 19 others.
Well, it was their 20th anniversary, so they only made 20 of them, 10 for the U.S. and 10 for Europe. This is a condenser microphone, and, you know, condenser microphones are pretty commonplace these days. It just happens to be made with a very beautiful circuit that, you know, he's like an artist in making these circuits, so it's a very fine circuit. But it has a windscreen you've probably never seen before. It's blown aluminum foam, and he patented that. And so it doesn't have any of the reflections of a screen. It's a more of a random thing. All these little things add up, supposedly, I'm told.
So blown aluminum foam, what does that do? It pops the peas, or
it does protect the... It provides a structure for the top half of the microphone, but it also lets the sound in but doesn't let bursts of air in and out, and it kind of protects the element inside. But it's interesting where they found this technology. One of his guys is researching and discovered that fighter jets with fuel tanks, if you think about a fighter jet, you know, Top Gun, the way these jets go into maneuvers, you know, they're flipping this way and flipping that way and going into these G dives and everything. Imagine all of that fuel sloshing around in the tank. That would upset the dynamics of the and the momentum of the plane, whatever. So they, I'm told, fill the tanks with this open cell aluminum foam so that the fuel can flow, but it doesn't slosh around.
Doesn't slosh.
So they use that same foam here for the windscreen.
So that the air on explosive letters like the P doesn't go through and, well, and make it pop.
Well, yeah, all microphones have something like that. I mean, I have an extra screen here if we need it. I try not to pop right into the mic if possible. But it's just a beautifully made mic. It also happens to have two elements in it that are independent. So we could set this up so that it's stereo. It has two outputs on it. Or you can set the pickup pattern later when you're mixing to make it an omni or directional or bidirectional or cardioid. You can do that in the mix instead of during the session.
Let's talk about Radio Camp. That's.
I love the way you lured me in here to test the microphone, and then suddenly you're producing a program.
Well, this is Radio Curious, and I'm a curious guy. And standing
so you are.
In Greg McVicker's voice booth at Radio Camp headquarters, USA.
We're just a little boutique production company. It's just me and a few people helping me out part-time. And I've been doing this for a long time.
How long?
Oh, gee, I started in radio it just seems like ancient history, 1971, I think, in college radio. And all along the way, I've been freelancing for NPR and Pacifica and different, whoever will buy my stuff along the way. And in 1990, formed my own little company and decided, okay, I'm going to make this my job. It seems like so long ago, 1990, but we did the Privacy Project and Hell's Bells, the Radio History of the Telephone. That was the beginning of the whole digital era. We may have talked about this before.
I think we did.
Yeah, but
I think we did. In a Radio Curious program that we did about 4 or 5 years ago, we talked about the difference between analog and digital and the electronics of how audio is put together.
I remember getting really bogged down in that discussion trying to explain it. Yeah, so now I do a range of projects. We did a show called A World of Possibilities with Mark Summer. Did that for 3 years, and that was very exciting. Some of your listeners may have heard that. It was aired all over the world, a weekly program of public affairs. And he interviewed just some fantastic people in doing fantastic things all over the world and a wide range of issues, social, environmental, political. And we do little projects here and there for different people. I worked with Mark Dowie last year on an investigative project on death and dying. And so we do one-off type things and voiceover work for the phone company sometimes. You know, it's kind of a little bread and butter that we need somebody to say, press one.
Press
so we'll
two.
We'll do that for them in different languages. But the main thing we do is Undercurrents, which is this daily music program, which is, as you said, heard all over the country.
The quality in your sound booth, the quality of the sound, is somewhat different than is often heard on the radio.
How so?
There's no background. There's only the voice, your voice and my voice. It's impressed by the quality of the microphone and the equipment that we're using to record our visit. But I'm interested in the sound, I'm interested in the interior of this sound booth. Can you describe it and what it does?
It's kind of a work in progress. I'll back up just a little bit. For years, I didn't have a sound booth. You know, this is basically a spare bedroom in my house. And there's barking dogs next door, barking at the squirrels, and there's airplanes going over and leaf blowers and things outside. And I would just have to stop whenever they started and then keep going and edit it. I got used to that, but my family, you know, couldn't. There was a quiet time in the morning when I was recording. They couldn't use the kitchen. We'd even turn off the refrigerator because it makes that sound that goes through the floor. We're always buying quieter appliances, all that kind of stuff. And I bought some of this foam stuff. You can see it in the transporter room in Star Trek, the Sonex. I went through a lot of Sonex, and I would just make a little corner for myself with foam, and it was terrible, but it worked. I just couldn't bring other people in to record because they would have to climb into this little area of foam balanced on chairs and things. Did that for years and then finally thought, you know what? I guess I'm worth it. I'm just going to invest or build one. And I researched it all and bought from a company in Oregon called Vocal Booth. And they make all kinds. But this one is, you know, triple pane windows, double thickness walls. It's got silent ventilation, so you can be in here for hours and keep breathing.
That's handy.
Yeah, I mean, the surface, you know, I ordered something a little bit more reflective than I thought it would be, so I had to get some more stuff to put over that.
To make it more reflective.
Yeah, to make it more reflective, to make it less reflective, because you want it to be very dead for voice.
To absorb the sound so there's no bounce around.
Right. If I recorded music in here, I'd want it to be live, a little more lively. So I got the wood floor version. I have a carpet on it right now, a rug on it. But yeah, it's all about the reflections, and it just creates this sense of space. And for voice, really, you don't want to hear the space so much.
And the space that we're in, it looks like it's at the most 15 square feet.
I don't know, something like that.
So, yeah, it's about 3.5 feet where the door is.
Well, it's diamond-shaped, which also cuts down on what's called standing waves, which are build-ups in certain frequencies because they keep bouncing around and getting louder, resonant frequencies. So by being diamond-shaped, it reduces that as opposed to a box of some kind, like a square or a rectangle.
So let's go back to undercurrents.
Okay.
What is the music that comes to mind that you're playing these days? What's new and hot in undercurrents?
Well, what's new and hot? Every week we're adding music to our playlist. You know, I'm going to just call one up here on the computer screen so that I can even make sense of it. Let's just open up a playlist.
And we're looking at undercurrents.net. Undercurrent.
Yeah, that's right. Undercurrentsradio.net.
Yeah, let me... And we're looking at undercurrentsradio.net, where the playlists are.
Right.
Are these playlists available to anyone?
Of course. Yeah, anybody can see it. We don't stream it directly, but our affiliates do. So
the playlists are available, mm-hmm. but to play it, to hear it.
You need to listen to a radio station that's airing it. Well, for example, there's some obvious things, like David Bowie has a new record out. We'll play that. It's one of the best-selling records of recent years, actually, just came out. But we'll play lesser-known bands like Mariachi El Bronx, a new native band out of Wounded Knee, Scatter Their Own.
If we wanted to hear one of those right now, could you do that?
At this very moment? No, I'm not set up for that. We're just voice tracking right now.
But we can put it in.
We could put it in. Okay.
Which one can we put in?
Okay.
You choose.
You'd like to put something in?
Well, you're the director of Radio Camp.
Okay.
Camp director. Very camp.
Right. We were honoring the passing of the producer. Phil Ramone was the producer that recorded Getz and Gilberto and started the bossa nova craze in the U.S., but he also recorded a lot of other folks, too, like Paul Simon. And
let's listen to something from Paul Simon.
Okay. Sounds good.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Still crazy after all these years. I'm not the
socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways, and I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Still crazy after all these years. 4 in the morning, I'm tapped out, yawning, longing my life away. Why should I? Oh, I know it's all gonna fade. I know it's all. I fear I'll lose some damage one fine day, but I would not be convicted by a jury of my peers. Still crazy after all these years. Still crazy. Still crazy. Still crazy.
You're listening to Radio Curious in a spontaneously produced program in the studios of Radio Camp with Greg McVicker, who is the camp director of Radio Camp, a place I've always wanted to visit. Called him up and say, hey, Greg, can we come over? And he said, sure. And it's a fascinating place to see the high quality and the high technique of radio that is available to go out to stations anywhere that want to subscribe.
That's right. So wherever you are, you can subscribe to the program and carry it on your local station.
How does one do that?
It's pretty easy. Just go to undercurrentsradio.net and go to contact. And Mark Taylor is our marketing guy. He's based in Austin now, and he's easy to get a hold of on the phone, and he can hook you up. It's distributed through Native Voice One, which is based in Albuquerque, and Native Voice One has a block of satellite time on the public radio satellite system. So when a station subscribes, if they already have a satellite dish and a hookup and everything, it's sort of like TiVo or Comcast or whatever. We just dial in the show you want to record, and it just records it every time it comes down. Smaller stations can use FTP downloads and things like that. We have ways of accommodating different size stations. One thing I want to add about that is that some people think, oh, we're trying to replace the local DJs. Really, we're not. In fact, some of our biggest fans are the DJs on the stations who get very excited about hearing all this new music coming into their community, and they're taking notes and stealing ideas and whatever. I think we're inspiring some young DJs to kick things up a notch. And I got a letter the other day from a gal who said all the DJs at her station listen to my show on their competing station. So we're all just celebrating the music, and most of the stations that we serve don't really have enough local staff to fill out the whole day. So they tend to put us on overnight, or on at some time when volunteers aren't available, whatever. So it works out really well.
Well, Greg McVicker, I want to thank you for allowing me to step into the recording booth at Radio Camp and spontaneously do an interview.
Barry, I was just giving you a tour and suddenly...
And all of a sudden we were talking.
We hit record. Thank you for being here, Barry.
I want to ask a question or two or three.
Okay.
Can you tell us about a eureka or an aha moment in your life that grabbed you, that changed your life or gave you a philosophy by which you still live?
Well, I think, I don't know if it came at one moment exactly, but maybe during a period, I realized that I didn't need to always be working for a big organization, that I had something to offer that was unique, and that I knew better how to offer that than anyone else would. What I had to offer wasn't necessarily in demand right away, but that I should focus on what I'm doing and just keep doing it and build a following. It's worked out really well. I've been self-employed since 1990, and I grew up in a family where there wasn't very much of that. It was more go to work for a university or the Navy or some big organization that'll kind of take care of you, and you take, you know, you become a good part of the organization. And I always did that, but never really fit in very well into these organizations. And part of the problem was that I always had this fascination and sort of a fanatical commitment to audio quality. And a lot of places they would just say, well, it's good enough. It's voice. It's good enough for voice. Here, use this old tape that's been erased 25 times and it has all these splices in it. That's good enough. I did some photography for a while in college, and it just drove me crazy that I, you know, the chemicals were different every day because different students were using them. I mean, you lose control of the process. So I just... I'm a little bit of a control freak about my own work.
You want the quality that is the right quality.
And so when it comes time to buying the tools, I'm the one that decides what to buy. And I just, if I can possibly swing it, just buy the best stuff.
So another question. Actually, there's four. I just thought of another one. In this booth, we're standing up. I noticed that out on your equipment set here, everything is at stand-up height.
Yeah, all of our desks, well, we have one desk that sit down. But
why? Why?
Well, I used to sit down and work, and I'd be in here for 10 hours just sitting. And after a while, I realized I was putting a lot of wear and tear on my body. And, you know, just the same kind of thing that happens if you drive too much. You know, it just, I was getting a little sciatica and aches and pains, and my leg felt funny and just this and that. Nothing really to, you know, get medical attention, but it was just, I was just kind of miserable. And I started looking around and realized, wait a minute, you know, you go into the Gap or any store, you know, Williams-Sonoma or something like that, and they all have these beautiful work surfaces. Everyone's standing, they're getting a lot done, and they're very energized. And I thought, well, that's how I want to be.
So this is stand-up radio.
Stand-up radio. Actually, there, if you look into it, some radio stations have been built all along as stand-up studios, you know, back in the top 40 big boss jock days. I mean, the guys, you know, had to have a lot of energy. So there were stand-up situations. And voice coaches will say, well, stand up when you're recording. You can project better.
Two more questions. What would you like to do with the remainder of your one precious life?
Well, what would I like to do? I like what I'm doing right now a lot. I like to stay healthy. And, you know, I'm of the age where some of my friends are thinking about, talking about retiring. And I think, well, what would I do? You know, a lot of people don't get to have as much fun as I do. So when they retire, they want to do what I do, which is sleep in and then get up and listen to music and then make radio and, you know, go to radio conferences. So that's what I already do. So I'd like to keep working at least till I'm 70, if I can, you know.
now that I'm 70, makes me question what you would do when you're 70.
Well, looking at you, maybe we're talking about 80 then, because you're in great shape. But, I mean, I love traveling, and so I try to work that in. I love my family, and I love spending time with them, and, you know, I just like to be a little bit involved in, you know, community affairs and things, and I teach a little bit, so it's a well-rounded life. I'm happy with the way things are going.
Well, finally, Greg McVicker, is there a book that you could recommend to our listeners?
I bet there is. You know, I know you always close your interviews with this, and I'm not a big book reader, but I just happened to have just read a book. I don't know if it's for everyone. It was The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and it was a bestseller a few years ago. We're planning a trip to Sweden, so I thought, well, let me dial in on the dark side of Swedish culture. So I enjoyed that a lot. I have to admit, I've become much more hooked on a series on HBO. And
would you recommend a specific series?
Tremé. If you're into music, Tremé, T-R-E-M-E. Fantastic. It's, I don't know, in its fourth season or something like that. About the people of New Orleans post-Katrina. And the music, they have so many great musicians on this show. It's fantastic. Also like Breaking Bad, and lately we're watching House of Cards. So there you go.
Well, Greg McVicker, thank you very much for being with us on Radio Curious.
Barry, it was a pleasure, as always.
Greg McVicker is the host and producer of Undercurrents, a daily five-hour program of AAA rock, folk, blues, native, Americana, world, reggae, dub, and electronica, available on public radio. More information about Undercurrents may be found at undercurrentsradio.net. The book Greg McVicker recommends is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson. He also recommends television series on HBO, and specifically Tremé. This program was recorded in the studios of Undercurrents on April 7th, 2013. Radio Curious is produced weekly in Ukiah, California, where our studios and offices are located. We appreciate hearing from you. Our email is curious@radiocurious.org, and our phone is 707-462-6541, and the postal address is 280 North Oak Street in Ukiah. Radio Curious is distributed to anyone, anywhere, for free. Radio Curious is distributed to anyone, anywhere, as a gift to people who are curious. Christina Anastat is the assistant producer. I'm host and producer, Barry Vogel. Thank you for listening.